You're listening to 91.7 KXT. We have Australia band Boy and Bear in the studio with us. Thanks for coming today, you guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go ahead and get started. What are you going to play first?
This song's called Three-Headed Woman. Yeah.
Okay. And I had one of those dreams now. You were a three-headed woman. You were sleeping with my best friend. I woke up in a sweat. And I've been ripping off my skin to see what's on the inside, to see what's going on. Oh, but I hate you sometimes for making me feel the way I feel, feel, feel. 'Cause the love that keeps me sane is killing me all the same. It's killing me, it's killing me. I'm dying. Stop thinking about you, yeah. I'm as heavy as my hangover is heat. I woke up in a sweat. See, I've been wanting to explain that I'm aware of consequence. See, I'm aware of pain.
Outstanding. Nice work, you guys. Very good.
Cheers.
It's Boy and Bear here in the studio with us, so we appreciate you stopping by. How was your trip to South by Southwest?
It was a bit of a whirlwind. I think everyone says that, but it was seven shows in 2 days, and we sort of just flown from our European leg of the tour, so it was good to go there, but it's also nice to be in Dallas now and not be in Austin anymore.
Right. Traffic a little lighter than today.
That's perfect.
How are you received? How you find yourself received here in the States than you are back home?
Well, we're only seven shows in, I suppose, but it's been really wonderful. It's amazing that people are taking notice, and you know, I guess we've worked really hard on the record, and it's nice to be playing to American crowds now. Yeah, it's really lovely for us.
Yeah. By the way, the second album just came out in Australia this past August, called Harlequin Dream, and you know, I was watching an interview a while ago with you guys, and you touched on this point. This was a couple of years ago, but you were touring the UK, and you guys toured, you opened for Mumford & Sons. And you mentioned going somewhere, playing somewhere, not knowing people's perception of the band would be. And so what's going on in your head before you play a show, not knowing what the audience, what their perception of you might be?
There's a small element of fear involved, I think, a little bit of apprehension, but it's exciting. You know, every crowd you play to is slightly different, and we've been really lucky enough the last couple of years to play in all different parts of the world. And I don't know, I think, I mean, you always hope that a crowd's going to be excited and a crowd's going to be super engaged, and sometimes you're really surprised by certain crowds. You don't expect much, and then they're really right there, right in the pocket. So look, we're just really pleased that we can play to new people, so it's all exciting for us at this point.
And well, your debut album, you won 5 arias for it. That's the Australian equivalent of the Grammys over here. I mean, that's for your debut
album. It's bigger
album.
Than the Grammys, in fact. Yeah, it's got a bigger thing.
And this is your debut release. I mean, you guys beat out, you know, Gautier was huge that same year. I mean, you beat out him. You got 5 arias. You only got 2 that year.
That's because he's not very good. No, I'm just kidding. He's wonderful, and we're very proud of him.
Well, it's remarkable. We really appreciate you stopping by. Would you just play another song for us?
Sure.
Yeah, cool.
Sure.
Yeah, let's play Southern Sun.
And all you've seen, what was it that came down on me that night? A conjuring, I held on to that moment of light just to make it alive. Stood out there in the covering, in the bar schemes of a holy night, and I was lucid and conscious, hovering like a firefly. My mind stretched out on the canopy, put its arms out slow. I heard the whispers of silence. Gun. 16 days under southern sun. And there were times when I thought that I wouldn't mind it if I lost my mind out there. You wouldn't believe me if I told you so. The things I saw were enough to make the man in me. Thought that I might know a life in the ecstasy of rock and roll. No, oh, oh, I'm not taking it slow. No, oh, I'm an arrow in a bow. No, oh, oh, you think that I don't know. No, oh, what it is that makes it glow. No, no. So come.
Very nice. It's Boy and Bear here in the studio with us. I mean, I'm really glad you guys played that song. That's probably one of my favorite songs. My favorite song right now, anyway. So,
thank you.
And you know, it's getting heard a lot here on the station. So, very nice.
Great.
Thank you. So, the new album, Harlequin Dream. Now, first the cover art. You've got a lot going on the cover art. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of chaotic. You've got a bunch of animals chasing cowboys, and one of the cowboys is an animal. And
yeah.
And there's dinosaurs in the background. I mean,
why not?
Did one of you dream that up? It had to be from a dream or something.
It's kind of all five, I reckon. We couldn't decide. We were discussing for ages, and I think everyone had different ideas, and eventually we said, stuff it, let's just write down everything and throw it together. And we all got in this ridiculous role where someone would say, yeah, there can be like a desert, and then there'll be dinosaurs. And then the dinosaurs were somewhat controversial, so they got put to the back of the artwork. But
I wanted dinosaurs, and no one would let me have them, essentially, is what happened. So, yeah.
So that was your part?
But I obviously won that argument, because it's two in there.
It's still in there.
Well, it's a beautiful painting. That's what's so funny. It's beautiful, but it's chaotic, and
it is, yeah.
Just about to be violent. So it's
nice
cover album. Check it out if you haven't seen it. And you worked with a different producer on this album. Mm-hmm. On the debut album, you work with Joe Ciccarelli, who produced White Stripes, Minus the Bear, U2. And what did you want to do differently with this album that maybe you didn't do with Moonfire?
I think we wanted to get more of ourselves in the record. I know that seems like a vague thing to say, but there is something nice about recording closer to home. And also, who we chose to record with this time, we knew Wayne really well. We'd worked with him before. Essentially, we wanted to drive the creative side a lot harder. And so we did a co-produce, essentially, this time around. And it was really good. It's such a different experience. But it always seems strange that all these songs are born in our bedrooms and you sort of travel to the other side of the world to record them. There's something ironic about that. And I guess in this case, it was something really nice about recording them so close to home where we could go back to our families and our partners and it could be a part of our life, I guess.
It's because the first one you recorded here in the States. I mean, you recorded in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I guess the awards notwithstanding, I mean, are you happier with the second album?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate you stopping by here in Dallas. Continue your tour. So thank you very much for that.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
You guys, it's Boy and Bear. Take us out with a song, if you would.
Cool. This song's called Real Estate. One, two, three, four.
You're such a fool. I've been only running scared. I I use my conscience as a way to get through. While all my friends were drifting in the glow of love lights and tangerines, all my fortunes came true. And have it something on my mind these days. It's caught in me this time that I can't say it in front of you. So maybe I'm just not that kind. God only knows I've tried. I'm your feather made of stone in the hat you had forgotten. You'll be swimming all alone when it drags you through the bottom of the ocean floor. Flowing down three rows of fine wine and savory. Conversation to skittle my view. But I'm so tired of talking about the price of real estate. You better head back down to where you came through. You know, have it something on my mind these days. It's warning me this time. See, you don't mean much when you're alone. Drags me through the bar.